Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Baba Kama, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esar Bas Rachol, Shishi B'zachar Efrayim Ruzivik Hagun B'Karav Mamish. At the end of the previous Mishnah, we learned an important rule that Kol Gazlanim Mishalom Kishas Agzela. All Gazlanim pay the value the thing was worth when they stole it. Now it's important to note that this is discussing when the thing itself is not intact the way that he stole it. But if it was intact, he could just hand it back. All these cases are referring to where the item that he stole is not the same. What he has in front of him is different. So the Mishnah Beis tells us Gazal Behema Vizkina. He stole an animal and it got old by him. Or avadim viskinu. He stole avadim and they got old by him. Mishalom kishas agzela. He pays however much they were worth when he stole them. Whereas our mayor, Imrav, mayor says, avadim, when we're talking about slaves, Imr loy, he could just tell the person whom he stole them from, harishal chol fenecha. Here, take the thing that you own. It's right in front of you. And he doesn't have to pay him for this change in value. And that's because avadim are like karka. And we know that karka ain't nigzeles. Land can't be stolen. So it's not like he stole anything. The same way that if he goes into a person's property and is using it without permission, and that's what we would call stealing land, and he ruins the property, and then he finally gets kicked out of it, he could just say, Arishal Chal Fanecha, here's the property that I stole, it's in front of you, tough luck that it's totally ruined, the Gazlan doesn't have to pay anything. Same thing by the Avadim. And the Halacha actually is like Rav Meir. More cases, Gazal Matbea V'Nistak. Let's say he stole a coin and it got cracked, or Peres V'Rekivu. He stole produce and they rotted, or Yayin V'Hichmetz. He stole wine and it's spoiled. Mishalom Kishas Agzela, he pays the value it was worth when he had stolen it. But what about the following cases which are very similar? Matbea, he stole a coin, V'Nifsal, and then it was taken out of circulation by the government, or Truma Venitmes. He stole Truma and it became Tame, or Chametz V'Avrel V'Pesach. He stole Chametz, for example, he stole a very expensive bottle of whiskey, and then it went through Pesach, and we know the Chametz V'Avrel V'Pesach is Aser, or Behema V'Nevdeba Avera. He stole an animal, and an Avera was done with it. For example, it was used to serve Avodah Zara, and so now we can't use this animal anymore. Aish Nifsal Me'al Gav Mizbeach, or it became Pasul to use on the Mizbeach, such as it got a Mum. Aish Aisa Yetzis Lisakel, or it's being brought out to be stoned because it killed a person. I'm relying on all these cases, you can tell him, Harishal Chal Fanecha, here, take your thing, it's in front of you. And that's because this is called a Hezek She'ena Nikar. This is something that is not recognizable. A real damage was done to it. And that's because he can't use it for whatever he wants to use it for. A real damage was done to it. He's not able to use it for what he wants to use it for, or he might not even be able to use it at all. But still, it's a Hezek She'ena Nikar. It's not recognizable. So therefore, the Gazlan could just say, Harishal Chal Fanecha. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, on to some more cases. Nasal Umanim Latakein Vikilkalu. He gave it to an Uman, to a craftsman, to fix, and they messed it up. Now, this is actually talking about where he gave raw materials to this craftsman to make a kli for him. The craftsman did so. He made the kli, and then he messed the kli up. Chayav l'shalem, the craftsman has to pay for that. Similarly, let's say he gave a fully made kli to a craftsman. Nasan l'charash, he gave a carpenter, shita tevu migdal, these are all different types of boxes and chests, latakein, to fix them, v'kilkal, he messed them up. Chayav l'shalem, he has to pay as well. Another scenario, v'abanai, a builder, a contractor, shekibol of lister sakaiso, he accepted a job upon himself to dismantle a wall. He's supposed to be keeping the stones intact so that they could be reused again. Vishibar Savanim, and he broke the stones, or Shehizik, or he damaged them. Chayav l'shalom, he has to pay. Now let's say, Hayasos mitzad zev, and Nafal mitzad acher, pater. Let's say he was dismantling the wall from one side of it, and the other side fell down and got ruined. In that case, he's pater, because that has nothing to do with him. However, Machos Hamaka, Chayav, if it's because of the striking, the hitting he's doing to the wall, whatever work he's doing to one side of the wall, that caused the other side to fall down, so then he would be Chayav. We're going to stop here for the damn pick tomorrow with Mishnah Dalon Hay with more scenarios. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.